When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm a Scorpio, so I think naturally I'm just private in general. So what people do on social media would just blow my mind. In that span of 13 years, nobody knew who I was dating.
Right.
I've kept that under the radar, right?
Because I've had some reservations, and it's like, dang, I probably shouldn't have told anybody that, you know, about. Because then you worry, like, if it don't work out, now I got to tell them about somebody else. And then I got to tell about somebody else. You know what I mean? So it's like, you kind of want to feel like you're comfortable enough into a certain space before you start to share.
You don't owe nobody an explanation.
Right.
So I think it all boils down to, what are you most comfortable with? I wasn't comfortable sharing.
Right.
I wasn't comfortable sharing until I knew 100%. And hell, sometimes these people get engaged and then break up.
For me, I'm glad that there was no social media when Daryl passed, because people are petty.
And
they tend to take their petty public.
And
I dealt with some things behind the scenes when he passed away that I would not have wanted to be public. I wouldn't have wanted that to be public, and I wouldn't have wanted my response to be public. Welcome to Mama's on the Move 2.0, episode 8. I am Keisha.
And I am Brandy.
So today, B, we are going to talk a little bit about, I mean, I think we always talk about relationships in some form or another every time we meet up. But today we're going to talk about the what should we tell, what should we, because, you know, during the holidays, everybody be bringing home the new boo, bring home the new boo, or bring home the old boo, or the boo that you with now that you might be going through, whatever. But it's almost like we you know, we live in such a public space now,
right?
Just in general. People post everything, like recently I saw with this lady who her son had died, and have you seen that where she put the funeral on, the funeral was on live,
okay,
and the mama went off. Apparently the son who unfortunately was killed, his dad showed up and his family showed up at the funeral, but they had never been in his life, and the mama went off.
Oh my.
So it's gone viral. It's a very uncomfortable thing to watch, but it's just like, bottom line is, people share everything.
They overshare.
They overshare.
Yeah, some things should be kept like,
right.
That's too
much. So when we speak of relationships, I mean, I think a lot of times people wonder what to share, what shouldn't be shared. I actually saw a post the other day where a lady said, a person put on their Facebook, I don't know if it was Facebook or Instagram, I can't remember, but she said, I've been posted on Facebook, that's the post, that's all. And I'm like, see, I look at that differently. Like, and so now, is that the way we measure whether or not somebody really takes you seriously? Like, that has become a part, that's a barometer in which people measure whether or not somebody is really serious about you if they post you on their social media.
That is a barometer. I'll be honest, I can only speak for myself, right? Okay, I was single for a long time, okay? After my first husband passed in 2004, I didn't remarry until 2017. And we dated and engaged, all that within a year's time, right? Maybe 14, 15 months, all of that. Now, but I'm a Scorpio, so I think naturally I'm just private in general. So what people do on social media would just blow my mind.
Yeah.
Because even when, in that span of 13 years, nobody knew who I was dating.
Right.
I've kept that under the radar, right? And I didn't date a whole lot, but the people I was dating, I didn't talk about.
Right.
And if it was somebody that was special to me, nobody knew about it until I felt comfortable sharing that. I didn't share Ryan until we essentially had gotten engaged. The first time I posted a picture of my now husband was when he and I had, it was a week after we had gotten engaged.
See, and that's the, I would think that's the route that I would take. Yeah. I don't feel the need, like all my, like, you know, so that's what we're talking. So that's what we're talking about today. Right. Like what is oversharing? What should you share when it comes to relationships socially? I mean, not just on social media, but even with amongst friends and family, because, you know, I think sometimes when you're dating and if you share too soon, because I've had some reservations and it's like, dang, I probably shouldn't have told anybody that, you know, about, you know, because then you worry, like, if it don't work out now, I got to tell them about somebody else. And then I got to tell about somebody else. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, you kind of want to feel like you're comfortable enough into a certain space before you start to share. Yeah. You don't want to jinx it. It's almost like when I'm working with clients in real estate, this is going to sound crazy, but I always tell them, please don't bring anybody out here to this house. Please let us get to the, let us get to clear the clothes and then tell everybody.
So they don't jinx it.
So they don't jinx it because all energy being sent your way isn't good energy. Right, and you'd be surprised who the not good energy is coming from.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that hate be strong and folks be like, they buying a house. They don't need, I mean, they just in an apartment. Last I checked, they couldn't even do nothing but rent. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't necessarily think. And then once you put it out there on a social media, it's out for the world.
Oh, yeah. So, and people scrutinize.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, and
judgment.
Oh my God.
The judging.
Judgments, scrutiny, and you subject yourself to that. Opinions.
Yes.
And people they're going to want to know, okay, you haven't posted him a long time. Right. Oh, what's going on? What's going on behind the scenes since you haven't posted them? So there's these expectations.
Right.
Since you put it out there.
Right.
So it is. It's a very kind of, you know, fine line because it's, you know, who are you posting for though? I think ultimately.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like ultimately, and I will say to me, and it's just from the people that I know, the people that post the least that I know have the healthiest relationships.
Yeah.
I will say that the people who literally post like all the time, you know, food, we're out, we're holding hands day. I feel like they're looking for validation.
Yeah.
But when you are secure and you know, and I'm not saying that you can't post your man or your woman and you still be secure. I'm not saying that. I'm saying in my life, the people that I know that not really big on social media tend to have the more in real life secure relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think there is fine. It's fine. You know, obviously the decision to make is your own.
Right.
But I do know what it's like to date and to be like whatever about somebody and you share. And then when it doesn't work out, you feel like, I got to tell them again.
Now I shared. So now I got to tell them that we broke up.
Right. So not only am
I. It's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. Yeah. And not only am I processing the failure or whatever you want to call it, but that's how it feels.
Yeah.
Then I'm also now processing what people must think of me and why she can't and why he can't keep a woman. Yeah. What is the you know, that kind of thing. So
that's why I chose not to share.
Right.
And when you make that choice, you save yourself from a lot of explaining that you have to do to people that you don't even owe an explanation to.
Right.
So I was saying, you don't owe nobody an explanation.
Right.
So I think it all boils down to what are you most comfortable with?
Right.
I wasn't comfortable sharing.
Right.
I wasn't comfortable sharing until I knew 100%. And hell, sometimes these people get engaged and then break up.
Girl. And then what get me is then you don't want to discuss it after you like, but you done brought, look, we all went
you
together.
You invited us in.
We all went together. Okay. So now you ain't finna just not be posting this man or this woman. And then you don't want to talk about what happened. Now, I need to know because I'm going to be up tonight wondering about what happened.
But that's so sad about the world that we live in now, because you and I growing up, we did not have the pressure of social media and what comes along with that.
And even when we lost our husbands, husbands, I'm so glad there wasn't no social media because I know them. it probably would have been some conversations.
Yeah.
Like for real. Oh, like I'm just keeping it 100. Like I am glad.
Because you go through a traumatic experience like that, you know, even the pressure of just having to post that it happened, like that everybody feels that pressure now. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't feel obligated to put anything out to anybody unless you were in my close intimate circle. I wasn't talking to people that were just even, consider acquaintances, because everybody cares about you, right? And they want to know, but I didn't feel obligated.
But there was no social media.
There was no social media. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't have the pressure. I didn't even have the pressure of I didn't feel like talking to anyone.
And now that's the other thing. Speaking of that, like nowadays, people rush to go post about other people dying.
Yeah.
Like they want to be the first. It's so disrespectful and tacky to me. Like the family has not even posted and shared. Why are you sharing? And unless you can lead with the family asked me to, nobody should be posting about somebody's death until the family has had an opportunity, because people are still processing. So now on top of processing the shock of losing their loved one, they got their phone blown up.
Yeah.
It's rude. It's disrespectful. And I'm going to tell you, it's wrong.
It's wrong.
Now, if nobody has told y'all, that's wrong. If the family has not asked a person, there should be some baseline rules. Like there's, you know what, to be honest with you, there is literally no, well, maybe there is, I don't know. But I feel like there is no etiquette that has been written about, discussed, talked about, taught when it comes to that process of grief and how that people should respect. And, you know, because I know people just say the dumbest stuff. Like, I mean, they mean well, but, well, you know, God needed them more. And it's like,
you're not trying to hear that.
Timing is very important. Yeah. Very, very important when you say certain things. But so saying that to say, I think it is obviously an individual choice about what you choose to share. But just know whatever you choose to share, be prepared. And don't get in your feelings. I try not to when people come back to you because you've overshared.
Yeah.
So now people are going to judge because you gave them something to judge.
That's right.
If you don't want to be judged, just keep it to yourself. You don't have to share anything ever. You don't ever have to tell anybody.
And it's okay to keep it to yourself.
It is okay.
Let's make that more of the thing now. Don't put that kind of pressure on yourself.
That's right.
You know, you aren't obligated to share anything.
Right.
And that's why I'm like,
I agree with that, B. Yeah, that's well said.
No, you
absolutely. Let's make that a
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thing again.
Let's make it a thing.
It's okay
to just live in your space and be and enjoy that time until you feel comfortable enough to do it. And at that point, either way, it's whatever you decide is on you.
Right, because you've made the conscious decision. But the fact that people feel pressured.
Yeah.
You know, it was this girl that I'm Facebook friends with, and she literally posted that she was engaged on like a Monday.
Yeah.
And baby girl posted her wedding pictures that weekend.
Wow.
Because she had been engaged for a year.
Yeah.
Only her. Because it's just like my friend. Y'all have met him. I mean, you met him on FaceTime. And Ming and Aaron, they've met him in person. My family's met him. But that's enough for me.
Yeah.
I don't feel the need to, you know, put him out there in a social way. He's not a social media person anyway.
Yeah.
He's not really big on social media. He's really not a fan of it. Mm-hmm. But he's going to have, you know, like I said, you have to understand this is my business, you know?
Yeah.
But I do think people set themselves up. And it is hard for me sometimes when I've gone through it or watch a friend go through it, it's like they meet somebody, they think it's going someplace, they tell about it, and then the disappointment.
Yeah.
The disappointment. It's like a cycle, you know? It's like a cycle. But I mean, people do overshare. I was just thinking about this girl. She's an influencer, and they share a lot.
That's that generation. That's this whole generation, period. So we I caution you. You don't feel the pressure to have to do it. You don't have to do it.
Right.
It's okay.
Right.
It's okay.
Right.
I didn't do it.
I mean, again, I feel that you have to be careful once you share, because there is a world out there. Everybody is not rooting for you. And I don't want to be like a Debbie Downer, but I'm just being realistic. There are some people that when you put out there how happy you are, they're not happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some people who covet what you have. They want your life. They want, you know what I mean? And they, in this day and time, you have to be, that's why it's so important to have a foundation in God.
Yeah.
Like, for those reasons too. And I said, go to him. Like I tell, go to him.
Right.
Like, that's who you can go to at all times. Yeah. And you know, it can be kept right there. You know what I'm saying? And everything is not even for your girlfriends.
Yep.
You know, I do believe you have to have good girlfriends to get through life. But I also think that they don't need to know everything.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I may decide to forgive him.
Right.
And by this time, I done told my girl, like we talked about earlier, we be wanting to pull up. Like, nah. Right. Next time right. I see him, he be trying to hug, I be like, what's right. up, bro? You know what I mean? Like, I don't even roll with you like that. No more. Right, you know what right. I'm saying?
But because they don't forgive them, but forgive them because they love you.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. And yes, absolutely. But everybody knows there are ebbs and flows in relationships, yeah. you know? So it's like, you have to be very cautious when you share certain things, unless you know you're talking to a person who has probably shared similarly with you.
Yeah.
Like, so for me, I'm glad that there was no social media when Daryl passed, because people are petty.
Yeah.
And they tend to take their petty public.
Yeah.
And I dealt with some things behind the scenes when he passed away that I would not have wanted to be public.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have wanted to be public. And I wouldn't have wanted my response to be public, because I was out of my mind with grief. And mm-hmm. I was capable of some different things that
ain't
I didn't
no tell her.
Yeah, I'm trying to say. Sure. I would have went, what they call it, viral.
Yeah.
I definitely.
Oh, no, you would have asked, girl, no. I absolutely know you would have gone viral. Yes.
I would have gone viral because. Yeah. Listen, I'm not the one of the two, okay?
Oh, they could have got.
Oh,
they could have got.
Period. That's what I'm saying.
They could have got hands. They could have got whatever. Your wrath, all of it, they would have got.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. I'm grateful that there was no social media there. But how would you handle... So let's say you said that you did not post Ryan until you were engaged. Mm-hmm. You didn't go public social media wise. What if you were ready to post and he wasn't? How would you have handled that?
I think it's a mutual thing, right? He wasn't a heavy social media
right.
person.
Yeah,
like he's still not.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, he had a Facebook, right. but he never posted,
right.
you know? So, but if I felt ready that, you know, if we were engaged and I wanted to post, but he was like, since I'm not a social media person, can we just kind of keep things on the low? Mm-hmm. I would have had to have respected that.
Really?
I would have had to. My thing is, it has to be mutual.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because if it's not just me being public, I'm making him public.
Right.
Right. And
right.
But his commitment to me is there. If you have given me a ring, like your commitment to me is there. I feel that. So I'm not going to get caught up in like, okay, if he doesn't want the world to know, if he wants to keep this more, this is between you and I would have had to have respected that because he's not a social person.
That is interesting. That's an interesting take. I don't know if I would have been comfortable with that after an engagement.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think because we are social media people and we kind of have, we've had to be basically business wise. I mean, who would not be? It's crazy
right.
not to. It's the cheapest way to, you know, get leads and so forth too. But I think it would have been more difficult for me after engagement to not share. First of all, I'm off the market.
Yeah.
So don't even come in my DMs. I got a man.
Right.
But I think it would be more difficult for me being engaged. Now, dating, I think it would be difficult either way. Like if I'm at a place, like I know my friend is not big on social media. I want to protect what we're building.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it. But I think it would be difficult if I wasn't.
You would be hurt by it? You'll be hurt if he wasn't ready to post, but you were.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
Well, I don't know if I would be hurt. I would be concerned.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to start feeling like, are you
like, what you trying to hide?
Right.
Right. What you trying to hide?
Right. Like, are you hiding?
But if he wasn't real sociable.
Right.
You got to account for that. You have to account for that.
And I would say, too, it would be different depending on, like, if I've already met your mama, your dad.
Yeah.
I think that's how he makes you feel. Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. The commitment is there. If I feel confident in everything else that's around me, but he's not ready to go social,
right.
then I'm okay with that.
Right.
Now, if there was some doubt there, like, yeah. oh, you know, well, maybe I should be concerned because I got doubt in other areas.
Right.
But if it's only about social media,
yeah,
I can get over that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because think about the girl that you just talked about that didn't, she posts her engagement and then they get married 3 days later.
Right.
That was a mutual decision.
Absolutely.
So I mean, I'm okay if we are, and that also is part of being in a partnership. Like we got to be able to mutually agree on things.
Absolutely.
And in this world right now, social media is a big part.
I mean,
that's
big. It is. I mean, and social media is bringing a lot of people together and it's tearing a lot of people apart.
Oh my God.
And people like to say social media is not the reason people break up. It's what people doing. Yeah, I agree, but I definitely think if you already rocky, stay off social media.
Yeah.
It's nothing wrong. You may have made a decision to be on social media before and now you change your mind and that's fine too. Just right. like what you said earlier, it's totally fine to change your mind.
It is okay.
You know, it is okay. It's okay to not seek the validation of others to know, because at the end of the day, you the one got to live with them.
Say that.
So you don't even, I mean, like at the end of the day, I have to love this person. I'm making a commitment to love
right.
this person and be with this person.
That's
so
right.
looking for the validation from people that you don't even know. That's why I'm glad they took away the like button and the numbers. And I mean, it's still there, but you can hide it and
yeah.
all of that because people really, really do you know that they actually have lawsuits going against social media.
I've heard.
I told you. Yeah. Like I've heard. Real. It's a real thing because people out here like feeling like they're not enough.
Yeah.
Because of what they see on social. All of that, again, starts with your own mindset. Only you can control that. But right. I was just curious, like, you know, how would you handle that if it were that you were ready and the other person wasn't? But you gave a good perspective. Yeah. Like you have to be. You know, you have to consider the other person. That's all a part of being in a relationship. But now listen, y'all, for y'all who be out here talking about y'all ain't know that man with Mary, you ain't never been his apartment, you ain't been his mama name and stuff like that. Y'all, him posted, no, okay? It's a little bit deeper than that. Y'all watch Dateline. It'll keep you informed on how you did Law and Order SVU. You got them too, you good.
Yes, exactly.
Because I would need people to stop saying, I didn't know he was married. Had you ever gone to hell? No, but he told me he traveled a lot. He just, I'd be like,
oh, baby, they green.
Listen.
So, but how do you learn to not be green, right? You got to be able to pick up on signs.
You got to join Kicking It with Keisha because I will help y'all not be green.
Keisha going to help you not be green, baby.
Okay? I had a lady who had met this man and he was serving two life sentences for armed robbery. And she was like, but I'm going to wait. And I said, well, which life you going to have him in? Because he going to die in this one. So what is you waiting for? And she was like, oh my God. She DM'd me not too long ago telling me thank you.
Yes. She's like, which life you gonna have, man? Because he had two lives.
He had
That was good.
Oh my God.
That was
but
good.
But she was so sincere. Like, she was down for her man, honey. She was like, I would ride that with him going down there. And like, girl, like, which life you gonna have? Because he is gonna die there. Okay. Right. I'm just saying, I said it just like that. He's not coming home, sis. And then y'all was like, give me his name. Let me Google. I said, be charged. Yeah, he did it. So I'm.
Ooh, honey.
I mean, I want to say, you know what people say, bless your heart. You know?
But no, that is my favorite type. Bless their heart.
I mean, it's like, because that's basically a person without, they don't want to hurt your feelings. They basically, you being dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, just like,
bless your heart. Bless
your heart. But anyway, so girl, ooh, that was good. I need that.
That was good.
But yeah. Anywho, so well, at the end of the day, it's all about what a person chooses to do, but there are going to be consequences for whatever decision that you make, honestly. And if you decide to go public, be prepared for what comes with that. You know,
that's it. Be prepared. Be prepared.
That's it. So anywho.
Y'all. Well, again, we thank y'all for watching and supporting Mamas on the Move 2.0. I am Brandy.
I am Keisha. And until next time,
keep moving, mamas.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.